You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As you might have heard or remembered over the weekend, we have this a little special event that went on here in New Zealand, and that is the 2020 general election. I was dispatched to the Labour Party, and James was dispatched to the National and ACT Party election nights. And at the Auckland Town Hall, where Labour held their election night, I caught up with Deputy Labour Leader Kelvin Davis.
Congratulations on tonight. How does it feel?
Oh, look, it's great, but now we've just got to turn our mind to the next 3 years and what we're going to try to do to make New Zealand a great, you know, the greatest country in the world to live.
And last election, Labour has won all 7 Māori seats, but now Wairarapa seems to be out of your hands. Why does that happen?
Oh, look, you've got to congratulate Rāwhiti Waititi and the Māori Party. They've obviously put a lot of effort into winning that seat, and you know, the voters have made their decision, it seems. I'm not sure if all the votes are in yet. So, you know, we've just got to acknowledge the fact that, you know, that they've taken that seat. And, you know, the rest of us, we've still got the biggest Māori caucus ever. We've got Shannon Halbert has won North Coast, I believe. Kiri Tapu Allen has won East Coast. Joe Luxton has won Rangitata. So, you know, our Māori caucus has grown, and, you know, I'm looking forward to working with all of them. They're very good, special people with a lot of skills and talent, so we've just got to focus on doing what we can for Māoridom.
If Jacinda Ardern asked you to become her Deputy Prime Minister for the next 3 years, will you accept that?
Well, it's way too early for us to commit to anything like that. We're going to have those discussions over the next few days and decide where we want to go and do what's going to be best for New Zealand.
Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
And James spoke to the National List MP, Melissa Lee, at the party's election night at the Royal Yacht Club. Did you, James?
Yes, I talked to Melissa Lee, and I also talked to Paul Goldsmith, but we don't have time for him today. So here's Melissa.
I'm feeling good. I mean, you know, as a candidate, all you can do is actually be happy with what you've actually done in the campaign. And, you know, what we have actually done is, you know, a little bit difficult in the sense that we were under lockdown in Auckland, particularly. I guess we were a little bit hamstrung. And going down to level one has actually meant that we could actually start campaigning properly, like door knocking. So it wasn't a very long period that we could actually do it.
Okay, and how are you feeling about your local electorate tonight?
Look, it's the most Labour of seats. It's the seat of the Prime Minister and the former Prime Minister and the former leader of the Labour Party. So I don't actually campaign for the candidate vote actively. You know, I would love it if they actually voted for me, but I was campaigning for the party vote, and I hope that we actually return a fairly decent result.
And what is National looking to achieve in the next term of government?
Well, you know, we actually put out plenty of policies, and, you know, I think you would find that there were very, very good policies. But this election, I don't know if people actually got the message. One of the things that I was very passionate about was the tech policy, NZEC Tech 2030. And what we wanted to actually do was double the tech sector, because it is currently an $8 billion industry, and we wanted to increase it to 16 and hopefully more than that, and actually encourage tech entrepreneurs to come to New Zealand, make the visas a little bit easier for them if they're actually bringing their skills and their money to New Zealand. And also to actually increase STEM education in New Zealand and the scholarships. Yeah, and PhD students who are actually coming to actually increase the tech sector. So that's one of the things that I was hoping that we were going to be able to achieve under a national government, but who knows what's going to happen under Labour.
Okay, and going into the next term of government, do you think we could be seeing a reshuffle of caucus or any resignations coming from National?
Well, look, I think one of the things that you will find is that there are some people who stay for a particular period of time, for whatever the reason. Some people come in and they're only lucky enough to serve one term or two terms. And I think, you know, I think you would find that a lot of National caucus come from the private sector. And after having actually given a good go, they actually want to return to their lives. I mean, being an MP isn't exactly the easiest thing. I've raised a son who's now 22, and I've been in Parliament for the last 12 years. And he was only 10 when I went into Parliament. And I actually feel like I've missed a lot. I missed out a lot I just got a text from my son who's actually at home doing his assignment for university, and he's actually saying, good luck, Mum, I'm so proud of you. You know, so that's really good.
Yeah. Is there going to be anyone you're going to miss working with in caucus who's already announced any resignations at all?
Well, look, I mean, you know, there were many retiring MPs. I mean, there's always a, you know, renewal of MPs. And I think that's a good thing because I think you need fresh ideas. And I think some, you know, MPs have decided to actually retire, which I'm sure that some people thought we were losing them. We weren't. They were retiring and they saw that it was time for them to move on to other things and, you know, great careers ahead of them. I would miss all of them when they actually leave, you know, and I guess if I leave, I'll be missing all of them as well. So I love my colleagues to bits, and they have become great, great friends, and they'll be lifelong friends.
Of course, of course. And finally, what's your favorite nibble been here tonight?
Oh, gosh, I just had the fish. That was fantastic. And so was the spring rolls.
Food talk.
Yes, as you saw across all of the news media, food talk was all the rage. And National had their macaroons, which were pretty yummy, to be perfectly honest. I didn't get anything at ACT, but I did have what seemed to be a slightly mediocre gin and tonic.
I think that they're much more generous to the press pack at the Labour Party. At the first, we had cheese and crackers, then some rolls and tortillas.
Yeah, I heard you guys had, like, you make your own tacos.
Yep, and at the end, we the Labour Party rolled in boxes of Domino's pizzas.
It sounds great. We did not get that.
But sadly, I don't have a lot of time to eat because I must keep running around trying to talk to people.
Fair enough. It sounds like they had a good amount of food back here at the station. There was a lot of cells in the fridge when I got back.
And you stole them off for your midnight snack.
I sure did.
And but by the way, how was the National Party election night? Does it feel like the wake of a funeral or something a little bit more joyous, a little bit more anticipation of something? There might be better things to come.
It was a weird feeling. It did not feel like the national that we've seen for most of this year. It was small. There was limited people. People were sitting around chatting, having a good time, but there was obviously a lack of laughter and happiness in the room. I did talk to Melissa, and she was the only MP there for quite a while until Paul Goldsmith arrived. And even when he arrived, like, there was no flock from the media to go and talk to him. It only really erupted when Judith Collins came to stage, gave her speech. And as soon as she gave her speech, she went into the back room. I think some of the big media outlets got to go and interview her, but for the most part, you just didn't see her that night. It was very, very interesting. And I think it's interesting that both Melissa Lee and Paul Goldsmith were two of the people who showed up, along with Simeon Brown, because they're two of the candidates who were pretty much just campaigning for the party vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.